we really, really wanted to get our distributors as much information as quickly as they could. I know that everybody who goes to conference wants to share that with their team. And when their team can't make it, you go, you know, you guys got to get there. So Gord and I right away said, you know, we should do something in Edmonton. It is fairly central. Maybe the BC people can come. Maybe the Saskatchewan people can come. Let's do something so that we can get these tools into the hands of our people and have a lot of fun at the same time. And we were so blessed that everybody else was on board. When we first started planning it, I said to Gord, what if we only get like 25 people? He's like, oh, whatever, we'll wing it. We'll go with it. And the fact that we ended up with almost 70 people is a true testament to how much we all love this company and love spending time with like-minded people, I think. It was a cool event. I'm hearing lots of fantastic feedback. Laser tag was over the top. Jay and Gord were really nice big targets in their white dress shirts. talk about team building. And just the chance to spend time with like-minded people and exchange ideas. And Taylor hosted a whole powwow session while some of us were playing laser tag. And luckily, the food turned out right. The venues were where they were supposed to, and nothing crazy happened. So I'm just really relieved and excited that all of these people came together for this fantastic event. It would not have been the same if everybody hadn't come, right? So.
Exactly. So what were some of the takeaways? And maybe you can share what you presented, because I heard it was phenomenal. Just tell us what happened.
Crazy stuff. We had Crystal presenting. We had Colette presenting. We had Amanda and Taylor and Colton and Jay and Gord. And Gord brought in a tax guy for us, which for a lot of new distributors, they have no idea how important the benefit of a home-based business is. I think that listening to Crystal on goal setting was phenomenal. Lots of people haven't heard that before. Colette on mindset and getting your mind where you need it to be. So many great takeaways. I think by the time my friend Bernie presented, love Bernie, she's my business partner, and she was presenting on a new way to close, that which has just been phenomenal for her. And she said, everybody's already said everything I was going to say. And we laughed about that because we truly do all have that same mindset. So tonight I was going to share kind of a shortened version of the training that I did. A lot of the problems I hear coming from associates are, what do I say? What do I say to this person? What do I say? And so we boiled it down to a process. I have the PowerPoint up. Can you guys see it or no? I can't tell. So we can try it.
Hang on. Did you upload it?
Yep, and I can see it inside of it.
Okay, hold on. I'm just in my mode. Hold on.
Maybe somebody else can text me. No, they're saying no, they can't see it. But you know what?
It's okay.
It's all good. Because I can email it out later in PDF. But I just wanted to share tonight maybe some of those dialogues. And what we did is we boiled the process down to a system. And the system that we boil it down to is your first contact with somebody or first reconnect with somebody, to sharing a tool and to following up. And we talked a lot because as it worked out, it was my Friday night, and what a blessing to be able to spend your birthday with all of these incredible people, right? The best ever. So what happened was, we were talking about friends and reconnecting with old friends and how we tend to just stick to our tiny little circle of people. And we really need to reach out. When you're in a people business, you need to reach out. So we talked about reconnecting with people and how that works. And there's a lot of ways to do it. And people just were looking for dialogues. And my big thing was, reach out in social media. Reach out wherever your friends are hanging out, right? And talk to them there. In social media, I am going to follow up with every person who said happy birthday to me that I haven't talked to in a really long time. And I'm going to reach out and I'm going to say, you know, I so appreciate you taking time out of your day to wish me a happy birthday. I love that about you. I love that you did that. How are you? And so the first step to being able to educate people and inform people and tell them about even Dynamax is just reconnecting and getting to know people. And we laughed about the fact that, you know, do this with people you like. Don't connect to people who you know you've had issues with in the past. The great thing about being in a business that's yours is you get to choose who you work with. And we love that about Dynamax. And all of our, it's funny because I find that I look at my friends and I look at people and I go, are they a Dynamax? Like, are they a Dynamax type? Are they going to fit? Because I protect my Dynamax life. I love my Dynamax life. So we also talked about how relationships ebb and flow. And when you're reaching out to people, it has to be about them. It has to be about them. It's not about what you want. It's about how are they, what's going on in their life. You have to really care. You have to really care. You can't fake it. And you know what's fantastic about that? Is that there's always something to be gained from a relationship. They may know something you don't know. They may be able to teach you something new, because that's happened to me many times. The exchange of ideas is priceless. And someday, somehow, they may become part of Dynamax. We talked, too, about making new friends and how some people just don't do it. I mean, if you go to the doctor's office and you're waiting, what is everybody there doing? They're looking at their phones. And when they're looking at their phones, they're sure as heck not interested in talking to you. And it's harder and harder to meet people. So Taylor and Amanda talk a lot about how to meet people in social media, because I think it's a fantastic avenue. Just with a search, a hashtag search in Instagram, you can find people who are like you, people who have teenage kids and teenage problems, people who have trouble sleeping, people who need more energy, people who have fibromyalgia or MS or arthritis or divorced or separated. You know what I mean? You can find anybody through social media. And Taylor and Amanda did a fantastic job of teaching us how to use social media to reach out to the world around us in a powerful way. But I also talked about being an open eavesdropper. And I don't know if you guys have all seen that little boy who is 3 and he's talking to his mom about the cupcakes. And he says, "Listen, Linda." And every time somebody says to me, "Listen," I think, "Listen, Linda." And I think that's totally what we need to do. Be an eavesdropper. Embarrass my children completely. When I'm in line at Costco, people will talk to you. They really will. Listen to them. Listen to what you hear around you. There are people complaining about their lives all the time because there's a chronic epidemic of that type of thing as well. So reach out to these people in a helpful way. For instance, I couldn't help overhearing that you're tired. If I could give you a sample of what works for me, would you try it? How easy is that? How easy is that? So meeting people everywhere you go. I mean, maybe you go to your kids' soccer games. Maybe you go to dance or ballet or the opera or movies, whatever it is. You're always going to be able to find people. You just have to go out there and look for them. Turn off Netflix and go out and do something. So the other thing that we talked about was joining a club or taking a class. Finding like-minded people is fantastic wherever it is. Maybe it's a Bible study. Maybe it's a hiking club, a travel club, a cooking class, a photography class, where you can go and meet more people and learn and grow yourself for personal development. We are personal development junkies. You can find people like that. There's a website, I don't know if they have it in the States, they have it here, it's called meetup.com, and it has people posting meetups of all different kinds all the time. What a fantastic way to meet people. So in my presentation, I did lots of shout-outs to lots of people because I've learned all of this information from a whole bunch of you, and my goal is to make it simple for people. Let's make this business simple, because the more simple and less complicated it is, the more fun it is. And after you've met somebody, you're building a relationship with somebody, the next step is always to share a tool. And in Dynamax, I cannot believe the caliber of the tools we have. We have the best products in the world, and we have them in sample form. We have videos, and the best way to access those videos is on your app. Right? We've got the Dr. Sarda video, we've got the 4 P's, we've got the testimonials, we've got the product information ones. You have your ingredients lists. Thank you, Joe. Shout out to Joe. Katie was talking about it too, and so was Tuck. Those are fantastic. tools. Your website is a tool. People can go there for all types of information. And three-way calls. We talked about three-way calls because it's one of the biggest tools in our toolbox, and some people are scared to use it. So we did talk about that as well. Eric Worre gave Gaylene Smith a light bulb moment, and she shared it with us in one of her Facebook Live videos. And it was, and I think Joe had posted it originally in the Revolution page, and it was, "If I would you." And we just use so many examples of that. If I gave you a sample of what works for me, would you try it? If I sent you a video, would you give me your feedback on it? If I showed you the ingredients, would you give me your opinion? If this gives people, I always make sure that I give people the opportunity to say no. You know what? Yeah, no. I really don't want to try the samples. I don't want to, you know, watch the video. Fantastic. I am all excited about getting no's because it saves time for everybody. So if I would you is a fantastic way to share a tool. Tuck and Laura trained on how to share product. And they were saying three lights on, three lights off, two before. Is what they would give to their people who would seriously want to try the product. The people who wanted to solve a problem in their life, whether it be lack of sleep or lack of energy or inflammation or whatever. Lots of times, I just give them one of each because I'm not sure if they're really going to try it. And I try to impress upon them the value of the product. This is fantastic stuff, and everybody out there wants to get their hands on it. So if you don't want to, that's okay. Love how Tuck says, if they don't use it, you go back and get it. And that shows that your business, your time, your product is valuable, not just to you, but to other people as well. So we talked about that as well. And we talked about sharing videos. And I love the Jay and Bill Show. That's what I call it. It's the Jay and Bill Show to me. It's the 5-minute video on YouTube where Jay and Bill talk about Dynamax. And it is a fantastic introduction to what Dynamax is. What a great thing to show. A lot of us play it at the beginning of our home meetings, that type of thing. But it is a great way to answer the question, what is Dynamax? We have the product videos that I share with every sample I put out. I send them from the app and I say, you know, just to give you a little more information on what you're trying, what you're putting into your body. The testimonials that we have on our app are fantastic for people who have the same problem, because a lot of us have the same problems. And if we can solve them together, how fantastic is that? The 4 P's is kind of your second Dynamax step. And that, to me, is when you invite people to our open meetings. Sometimes we're a scary bunch, believe it or not. People are wary about coming to an event. Let's try to get them geared up to that. Right? Get their curiosity going. Share those videos. They're amazing. So when we talked about follow-up, we did talk about the three-way call. We talked about scheduling follow-up. As soon as you give a sample or a tool, then your next step is to follow up. And the three-way call was terrifying to me when I first started in this business. It was difficult. It was a mindset. And so how I found that I do a three-way call is maybe a little different than other people do. I wasn't finding that I had any success when I would say to somebody, hey, do you want to get on a call with me? I just have this friend. And they're like, yeah, no thanks. So what I do instead is I have a specific time and date that I follow up with people. And what I do is I have my three-way call partner on the phone with me before I call that person back to follow up. Then, what I say, and this is key, I have a friend, like after I've said hello, and you know, I'd love to follow up with you, I just wanted to let you know that I have a friend on the other line who knows a lot more about these products than I do, and I just wanted to bring them in so that they can answer any questions that you may have. Is that okay? I haven't had anybody say no. I haven't. They've just said, sure. I edify them quickly. I click the merge button and I bring them in on the conversation. Ta-da. So much simpler for me. And maybe all of you are doing that. And maybe I was just slow. But that's what I find works a lot better for me. Instead of asking permission, you beg forgiveness, basically, is what you do. So the other part of that three-way call that I didn't understand before was as the so-called expert when I'm playing that role, how should that go? What should that look like? I had a general idea, and I don't have a problem talking to people. But when Bob Heilig shared his outline with me, it's phenomenal. It's amazing. He said when he is that expert, he gets on and he first of all asks the person, what did you like best? Whether it was the product or the video or whatever. What did you like best? And then he shares with them that 30 seconds about who he is and why they should listen to him, basically. And then after that, he says, do you have any questions for me? And then he shuts up. Done. I think one of the dangerous things we do in a three-way call is we puke information all over people. And it's so much better to just let them have power and control of that phone call. So he said he just keeps repeating that. Like every time they're done talking, do you have any more questions for me? And he shuts up. And when there's no more questions, he attempts to close. And this fascinates me. So do you see an opportunity for yourself here? Is the first thing he asks them. And they may say, are you kidding me? Or no. Or maybe if they've already said no, then he wouldn't ask this question. But if they're still interested, do you see an opportunity for yourself here? Second question, are you ready to get started today? And 9 times out of 10, they say no. And that's a really good thing. Because what happens is you get to the heart of what is holding them back. The next question, what information do you feel you need to make a decision? And to me, this gets to the heart of everything. This is where you can find out what to do next. Do they need more information on the business? Do they need more information on the product? Maybe they need to hear from Dr. Sarda now that they've actually tried the product. Maybe they need to come to a meeting to see what the team is about. But you know, isn't that cool? That you know after you ask those questions. So to me, this was an epiphany. And if you guys find it valuable, I will be more than happy to share it with you. But, you know, what you do at that stage is you move them to the next tool and you repeat the process until you get to a decision. And I think the other two key things that we talked about that I just love was the follow-up challenges that we have. Because a lot of us have had people that we have tried to follow up with and they dodge you. Have you ever had that happen? That they won't answer the phone, they won't answer your texts, they've like almost unfriended you on Facebook. And this dialogue to me is a game changer. Joe, I'm judging by your lack of response that either this is really bad timing or you're no longer interested. Either way, I want you to know that's fine. I'm calling you to tell you that this is the last time I will be calling you about this. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to cross you off my list. Thank you for your time. If you're interested, let me know. Otherwise, let's catch up soon. Don't you just love that? This is from Bob Heilig, and I thought the power in this was that people don't, number one, like to be crossed off lists. You can leave this as a voicemail or a message, and it lets them off the hook. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, instead of this person avoiding you for the next 10 years, they might feel like they can actually talk to you now because they got their message across, you're acknowledging that you heard it, and that you're okay with it. How amazing is that? Now, the other follow-up challenge we wanted to talk about was the indecisive one, because there are a few of those, where they want it, but they can't commit. And the dialogue that we had for this is, at this point, if you don't know if this is for you, I'm going to tell you that it's probably not. So just forget about it for now, and maybe we'll revisit it at another time. I don't want to waste your time and mine. I have a ton of other people to follow up with. Thanks for your time. Done. Yay! It changes the dynamic. It changes that dynamic completely. All of a sudden, you don't need them. And I think we don't want to be that needy network marketer. We don't need everybody to join Dynamax. We just want the people who see what we see to come and do this great business opportunity with us. And I think that is an incredible thing to help you sift through all the sand to find the diamonds is the way I look at it. We are out there looking for diamonds in a world of sand, just like Taylor was trying to find the right rocks for the fireplace. And if you guys get a chance to see that video, that would be awesome. But that's pretty much the training that I wanted to share with you tonight. I have mailed out this PDF of this PowerPoint to the people who were there. You can just message me on Facebook if you'd like a copy of it as well. I just think that the dialogues are incredibly useful, especially when you're getting started and you get stuck and you don't know what to say. Memorizing a dialogue. Colette talked about how that was a game changer for her, that memorizing dialogues made the biggest difference in her business. So I wish that for you as well. So, Glenn, that's pretty much everything I had to talk about tonight, and I really, really appreciate the chance to do it. We just have an incredible, incredible company with amazing people, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Well, thank you so much, Loretta. Great wisdom, and just think about when I first met you, I think it was in the Dallas event or Texas event just over a year ago. And the personal growth that you've gone through, what an amazing transformation. That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
Well, I mean, and think about yourself a year ago. Could you have done what you just did?
No. No.
Yeah. I think that's a lot about what we see is the personal development that we get to see from the corporate side of these people that come in and see the vision and capture it and then take it and run with it like you have and your team has. Just love to see that. So appreciate you and all you've done. You're becoming a great leader and you got even a great husband, too, to take care of you.
I do. Yes, thank you.
Well, thanks so much, Loretta. Please, there's so many Facebook Live videos. Get caught up on what's going on. A lot of that training was done, and you can go back and watch that. Dynamax Hair on Fire, the Dynamax Revolution page. I know there's a bunch of places it's been posted, so get back tuned in. I know there's a lot of new people in the company. Go back and watch those trainings again. Don't be afraid to call people for help. Get some more information. I know it's just that experience that you'll get, but going through it yourself and going through a three-way call and other things that really get you to the next level and turn this into a great home-based business. So thank you, everybody, for being on the call tonight. I will end the recording.